Today, the church celebrates the third Sunday of Advent. It is also known as Gaudete Sunday. The Latin word Gaudete is taken from Paul's letter to Philippians, where he tells the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near." On this Sunday, we are reminded that the time of Advent is coming to a close soon. The feast of Christmas is near. All of our readings today point to joy. Isaiah says that he was sent to bring glad tidings to the poor. Our response to the first reading is the Magnificat of Mary, where she says, "My soul proclaims in my God." Saint Paul tells the Thessalonians to rejoice always. John the Baptist cries out with joy that was sent by God to testify to the light of the world. We are left with the question of asking ourselves this: how can we feel joy during these times that are often confusing, divisive, and often violent? What could make us to believe that the light of Christ can overcome the darkness that we see around us? We are a people of faith who believe, in the face of very little evidence, that the light of Christ can overcome darkness and that we are the messengers of that light. The only path that really matters is the one inspired by the light of the Holy Spirit. Our light depends on how deeply, clearly, and beautifully we reflect the light of Christ. The more we embrace that light in our lives, the more we allow God to illuminate our hearts, and the more we are to be the light of Christ to others. We are called to shine the light of God's presence into the shadows of our human existence, allowing God to enter into our broken hearts. Thus, we follow the commandments. We worship God. We honor our mothers and fathers. We do not steal. We do not cover other people's goods. But we're also called to live the life of the Beatitudes, being dependent on God for everything that comes our way. So said, we live in times that are quite divisive. We have division in the world, in the country, and within our church. And we are called to be the peacemakers, just by the very nature of our baptism. We are called to bring the good news to the poor, to extend care to those whose hearts are broken by violence, to pregnant women who are struggling with their pregnancy, to feed the hungry, and to provide shelter to the homeless and all refugees and migrants and asylees. But these are global issues. What about the issues in our own family? Are we supporting each other in our faith journeys? As I said earlier, we are in divisive times. And we complicate that divisiveness by talking about one another negatively, lying about one another. Disrespect invites disrespect. And violence incites more violence. Because we are in the image and likeness of God, we are called to share our joy with others. We are called to walk in the light. And we hear in today's second letter from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians that we are to rejoice always, pray without ceasing. He does not say pray hard or pray well. He says pray without ceasing, meaning that we are never to stop praying. And prayer is that time when we find God, whether it be in the silence or the devotions that we practice. It is not only to be done at Mass. We are called to pray individually as well as in a community, as we are doing now. We are in this season of Advent, period of preparation. The world can distract us. We become, concerned about how we are to be and what we have and what we don't have. But in spite of all that, we are still called to pray without ceasing. I'll close today's homily with a prayer written by the spiritual writer Henry Nouwen. Lord Jesus, you are both the light and the darkness. Send your Holy Spirit upon our preparations for Christmas. We who have so much to do seek quiet places to hear your voice. We who are anxious about many things look forward to your coming. We who are blessed in many ways long for the joy of your kingdom. We whose hearts are heavy seek the joy of your presence. We who feel the pain of injustice long for harmony across creation. We are your people walking in darkness, yet seeking the light. To you we say, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.